Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to show 89 of Insomnia Radio Canada. We are 60-some-odd days now into the COVID-19 quarantine, self-quarantine, lockdown, etc., etc., etc. Hope you're all staying home, staying safe, limiting your exposure to other people, and not doing public gatherings like the people in Toronto this week at the park. So when we're all in lockdown again in 2 weeks, because, you know, there's a high number of cases in Ontario, blame the people in Toronto. All the idiots that went to the park and gathered in mass numbers because it was a beautiful day out yesterday. So, back to the music, because that's why we're here. We're here to bring you lots of fabulous music to help lighten your self-quarantining days and to help you enjoy those beautiful patio days in your own backyard or front porch, staying away from all your neighbors and keeping everybody, including yourself, safe. So even though you're not sick, you're protecting the rest of the world. That band there was, Nutrients. The song was Always in Bloom, and they are from Toronto, Ontario. This was a direct submit to me. And as always, links will be in the show notes for the band. So if you want to go check them out, more information about them, find out how they get started and all that fun stuff, please go check out their webpage, their Facebook page, their Twitter, whatever I happen to manage to list in the show notes. But I'm going to leave that to you guys, and I'm just going to crank out some good music and get a couple shows out in the next couple days so that you all have some fantastic music to listen to. So here are two more tunes for you, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
No.
What did you think, folks? Couple more great tunes there. I do believe those were a couple more great tunes. So first up there, we had Pyramid Tropic. And their song Last Forever, again from Toronto, Ontario. These guys are a synth-based dance track type group. And this one actually came to me through our tour research. So thank you to the team over there for sending this along to me. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully I'll get some more stuff from them soon. And then comes somebody I've played many times before that you guys should remember. This is Jason Cudmore. The song was called Time, and he is from PEI. And as always, direct submit from Jason. And he's always sending me new stuff, so you can always look forward to different stuff from him, whether it comes from him from his own single individual solo projects or whether it comes from one of his group projects. Lots of great stuff going on there. And we've got three more tracks for you, so let's get to the next two.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
We're on the case.
Well, what did you think, folks? Did I pick a couple more good tracks for you? Up first, we had Cassador, their track Again For Me, and they are from Kingston, Ontario. And I apologize if I get this next one wrong. The band is Drums. The song is Gracious Host, and they are from Vancouver, BC. And these guys are also through our tour research. So lots of great music, coast to coast, coming in direct from musicians, from them recommending friends' tracks, where I have to reach out to the band. It'd be better if you guys could just get your friends to send me stuff or reach out and touch base with me. And then I have one more track coming up today. So, yay! All exciting stuff. So I have a couple of potential interviews with musicians lined up that I'm hoping to do while we're all in lockdown and have a little bit more time to do this and edit them and present them to you in a way that flows and is appealing. So if you were to interview any band at all, it doesn't matter if they're famous or here, what are the type of questions you'd want to know? Send me some feedback. Let me know what kind of things you'd like me to be asking these musicians, whether it be something about their creative process, something about how they go about recording, anything at all. You know, you want to know what their favorite meal is? I'll ask them that question. I have no problem with that. Asked a lot of strange questions when I did an interview with Double Experience many years ago. And hopefully now that they've released a new album this spring, I'll be able to somehow get a hold of the boys and do another interview with them and see how things have been going since I interviewed them all those years ago. I think that'd be fun and fantastic. So with that, send me some feedback. And here's our last track. So this last track is an instrumental track. Had a hard time picking out exactly what track I wanted to play, so I think I went with their single. And hopefully you guys enjoy this, because it is a little different from the stuff I normally play, and I am taking that from feedback I got last year, asking for more variety in the tunes I played. And this band is called Saxon Drums, and the song is Let Go. These guys are from Montreal in Quebec. So, yeah, where am I going with this? I had a train derail there. That's what that was. I thought this would be a really interesting track to play from a band that normally maybe not something I'd go looking for, but they sent me a bunch of stuff and then I lost the link to the download files and they sent it to me again, which is fantastic. So thank you guys. I'm so sorry it's taken so long to get this track played, and hopefully I'll play a couple more of your songs down the road, and please do send me more stuff if you get it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy this last track. Stay home, stay safe. And we'll catch you all for show 90. That's right, show 90 in just a few days, hopefully. Thank you to Lainey and Yannick for this week's bumpers. If you'd like to submit a bumper to the show, please send it to chris@insomniaradio.net. Thank you, and have a great day.